Now some 8 months out from Superstorm Sandy, the Jersey Shore summer season is in full swing, and day beach visitors may scarcely notice its impact. To varying degrees, though, homeowners and businesses are still trying to reclaim what was lost. David D'Amico is a professional photographer whose formative years were spent summering at a family home in Seaside. For the past 8 months, he's turned his lens on the town that looms large in his history and heart. David, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your affiliation initially with Seaside Heights.
Well, my father opened a business there, the steakhouse, in 1949. And I was born in 1955 and spent every summer there helping him and my family run that business.
Steakhouse, you mean like the big T-bone porterhouse or what we think of here in Philly as the cheesesteak?
No, the cheesesteak variety. A lot of my childhood memories and learning of working and dealing with people came out of that experience.
Playing too or primarily working?
There were mostly working until I got to be a teenager, and then it was surfing and girls and work and maybe a little sleep.
When did photography come into the picture?
I started surfing as a kid, and my dad was worried that I'd drown, and he wanted to be there to watch me. So he bought a camera and a long lens, and he would sit on the boardwalk and watch me in the water. And so, you know, being the kind of guy he was, he'd get us to process his film. Photography became his hobby, and I sort of learned it along with him.
What was your intent in being so emotionally invested in this place and then professionally going back as well to see what's happened since?
Well, I was interested in how the ocean or the weather, the nature changed what had been created along the shore and how that process played out as it was rebuilt.
Of course, listeners will be able to see your splendid photographs online, but in lieu of that, put into words how you've perceived the change.
Right. Seaside is unique. It's like a lot of other carnival-type seashore resorts. There's rides, there's signage, there's a lot of color, and all of it screams out. Without the boardwalk, it's a different thing. You have all this talking and screaming, but it's only to the ocean. And there's the beach, and there's the arcades and the buildings, but no boardwalk. There's no threshold. So this created a really interesting sort of environment, something to explore. How did this color play out against the sunset and the sunrise? How did the shapes of the rebuilding of the boardwalk look in the sunrise or the sunset? What did the words mean, you know, out of context? So that was interesting.
What's an example of that, words out of context?
What does tattoo mean when there's no way to get to the tattoo parlor? Food stands with lots of bright colors and lights that aren't on, but bulbs. Even once the rebuilding had started and there still wasn't a boardwalk, some of the places still opened. And so you could see people inside working, their lights were on, it still had a sort of carnival feel, but without the boardwalk.
Kind of a mosaic reduced to its individual
components.
Pieces. Yes.
Yeah.
Give us some sense of how you feel the homeowners and the business owners and employees are faring now.
I think that it's going to be a tough summer. Seaside's going to struggle for a couple of years. This is based on what I've read. I mean, I don't have any personal... I know that the shore communities struggle with weather, and having a June that's had as much rain as it has is going to be very difficult. Seaside will probably change a little, you know? It'll adjust. You know, it's funny, we think of man-made things as not being part of nature, but we are part of nature, and we adapt the way nature adapts, and everything we create is part of nature, and it'll continue to evolve. But the people will keep doing what they do, and they'll make a life there.
Thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
David D'Amico is a professional photographer who's continuing to turn his lens on a town affected by Superstorm Sandy, Seaside Heights.